So we mentioned yesterday we have an option of mechiras chometz. So it's no longer your chometz, yours. No responsibility for it, so it's not a problem of having that chometz. It's not yours. We mentioned we have an option of the process of beer, which requires that you do a bedikah as well. And the third option is the option of bittul. So the bittul is a fascinating din. There's two ways to understand the process of bittul. Because we showed him how to understand how bittul works. One understanding is it's a process of hefker. You're being mafker the item. It's not yours anymore. So this will parallel the idea of mechiras chometz. If you sell it to the non-Jew, so it's not your chometz. So there's no problem of owning chometz and Pesach. So similarly, if you're through bittul, if you're mafker the chometz, it's no longer your chometz. And if it's no longer your chometz, you have no problem of being over this by yirah, by yamotzei, and the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not yours. There's another understanding of the process of bittul. The more it uses a language where it talks about crumbs, so we'll talk about the crumbs. It says that the crumbs are a male of batli. The logic behind the idea of, I don't necessarily actively go and I'm after my crumbs, but the attitude towards these type of items is that they're worthless, they're insignificant, they're not valuable to me. And because that's true, that they're valueless to me and they're insignificant to me, the Torah did not make an isser of chametz in such an item. So the chiddush of bittul is that even not only by things which that's the standard attitude and it's automatic, that's how people relate to it, the Torah did not put the isser, but if I will declare truth truthfully, honestly, that this thing is worthless to me, it's not of significance, and it's valueless to me, the Torah did not put the issur of chometz on that on such an item. So even though I'm not being mafkarit, actually, I'm just declaring it insignificant and valueless and unimportant. That also removes the issur, and that's another way to understand the process of bittul is through such a concept. If you understand that it's a hefker, a process of hefker, so let's say a person says the hefker, he doesn't mean it. So he has chometz worth a large amount of money, and he says, I'm being mafker it. He doesn't really mean it. So lachas, it doesn't make a difference, because hefker is a process, when a person does a process, so we have a rule, when a person says something, devorim shebelev, enem devorim, what you think in your heart is unimportant, you did the process. If I sell something to you, and I think I'm not serious about it, but I sold it to you, we did the process is done. Devorim shebelev, enem devorim. However, if it's the root of bittul is this attitude issue, I relate to it as being insignificant, a declaration but with my mouth but not meaning it in my heart, is it's not going to work, because the point is that I actually have to feel this attitude towards this chometz. It's the same way I feel like towards little crumbs, that they're not important and they're insignificant. Well, is that true or not? If it's not true, it's not going to work. So Chazal said relying on bittul alone, it's very dangerous, because if this, we understand bittul in this way, so maybe you don't really mean it. So that's why Chazal did not want to rely on bittul alone. They required you should do bedikah and beer as well. Now, why don't we just do bedikah and beer and not worry about the bittul? Well, maybe you missed something, even with all your bedikah and beer, maybe you missed something. So bittul will cover the things that you missed. So that's why Chazal required us to do both the process of bedikah with beer. And together with that, bittul. Now, what is the proper time to do bittul? So bittul is, because it's just a declaration, we're afraid you might forget to do it. So Chazal tied it on to the process of the bedika and the beer. So when you finish the bedika, immediately after you finish the bedika, a person should make a declaration of bittul. At that moment, he makes a declaration of bittul. And this way, we know he will not forget to do it. It's tied to an action which a person is doing. A person won't forget. That what you do, we do bittul a second time by day. Actually, that's not the din of the Gemara. That what you do a second time the next day is an extra chumrah that we add, just in case that we left some things over. Maybe those things that you left over, we didn't deal with properly. So we're mabatil a second time as well. But the eker moment of bittul is at nighttime. One last point about bittul. So the language of bittul reflects both of these explanations. So the Shulchan Aruch says the language of the person's declaration is that he should be lehevi ka'afra da'ara, that this item should be ka'afra da'ara. It should be like dirt. It should be like dust. Dust is insignificant. This is insignificant. He does not mention hefker. The Ramah adds that you should add the language of hefker as well. So we say lehevi hefker ka'afra da'ara in order to cover this both explanations of the understanding of bittul. So we said both the language of ka'afra da'ara and the lashon of hefker to cover both explanations. Have a good morning.